This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Sean Terrio, Danvers High football coach, or should I say the former Danvers High football coach, just announcing this week that he's stepping down after 3 years as the head football coach there and taking a job on the football coaching staff at Framingham State University. Well, Sean, kind of exciting, I suppose, for you. Tell us about the how this all came about.
Yeah, well, I had coached previously at Framingham State about 8 years ago and kept in contact with the coaching staff. And, you know, this offseason, you know, we had been talking a lot and a job opened up. And, you know, so they said, you know, anytime that I wanted to get into college again, you know, let them know. And I thought the time was right.
Gotcha. And tell me about the situation that you're kind of walking in there. As the defensive coach, I believe, does that sound right?
Yeah, defensive backs.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, looking at your years at Danvers, I mean, you had a lot of success at Danvers, and the program was really humming right along. It's competitive. You know, the Marblehead was a juggernaut this year, but, you know, you guys put Danvers football back on the map, you, your coaching staff, and obviously the players.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got very, very fortunate. I hit the timing right. We had some exceptional players over the past 3 years, and I was able to bring in some great coaches, and the administration at the high school, athletic director, principal, vice principals are all very, very supportive.
Yeah, it sounds like definitely a great group with Andy St. Pierre there, as well as your AD, as you noted. When you look back at the program, what kinds of things do you think you accomplished? What kind of things do you think you put in place and paid results?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what I wanted to do coming in was establish some of the things that I thought that a team needed to be successful, like, you know, really committing to the program in the off season with the weight room and 7-on-7s, and, you know, playing for town pride and playing for each other, and, you know, being proud of where they're from. And I certainly think the kids are pretty proud of what they've been able to do the past 3 years.
Yeah, I know Phil Stacey had a note in today's Salem News about that, and the fact that you talked to the teammates about, hey, wearing your jerseys around town and showing some pride and so on. And I see that a lot more, I think, now with kids. You know, I see it, like I've seen it at basketball games too, kids bringing their football jerseys.
Oh, I absolutely. I mean, those kids have worked hard, and that's what we talked about is, you know, like when you wear that jersey, what does it mean? What kind of respect have you earned by wearing that? And, you know, and I think, you know, a kid can take off his jacket and have his Danvers football T-shirt on it underneath and, you know, feel pretty good about himself.
Yeah. Well, any other thoughts about the time in Danvers? I'm sure I got a couple of follow-up questions here for you, but what do you say as kind of a, you know, as you're kind of leaving the Danvers situation and leaving that program and the kids as well?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly a bittersweet time for me, you know, seeing the kids for the last time yesterday and, you know, getting a little emotion with those guys, because it really has been just a great ride over the past 3 years, better than I ever expected, you know, just three phenomenal years that of relationships that I was able to make and just memories that I've had. And you know, it's just been, I have nothing negative to say, about, Danvers High School and Danvers kids.
Yeah. How about a memorable win or two? What kind of stands out? And maybe if you go back to your first year or second year, what would be a memorable win that, or achievement that you can kind of single out? And sometimes it gets blurred with all the other games and practices and seasons when they all pile up on top of one another, but what about that first season?
Well, the first season, I mean, I guess you would probably point to the Gloucester game because, you know, they hadn't beat Gloucester in, I think, about 10 years on Thanksgiving, and most of those games were pretty lopsided. And, you know, just, you know, after the game with the kids, you know, the excitement on their faces and, you know, the tears coming down their faces that they were finally able to do something that, you know, they weren't able to do and no one was able to do for a long time. I mean, I'll never forget, you know, those moments.
You know, Sean, what I remember, too, is I do remember that game, but I also remember year two when you guys got into the playoffs and you went on the road. And what was the – was it – were you at Tewksbury? Does that sound right to me?
Is that?
Well, actually, funny thing is, it was supposed to be at Tewksbury High, but it was SATs that weekend, and we couldn't play the game till the nighttime. They didn't have lights, so we ended up playing at Lowell Cauley Stadium. Okay. So it was at in Lowell, but technically a home game for them.
But I just remember that season as you guys, you know, having, you know, that first year coming in the second year, you guys just overachieved week after week during that season and into the postseason. That's what I remember. And I may have the game wrong, but it might have been that away Tewksbury game, but that was one that you were big underdogs, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think anybody gave us a chance. You know, especially our league playing the MVC. You know, Tewksbury, who had been so successful for the previous 5 or 6 years, you know, and the year before we had lost to them in the playoffs pretty handily. And, I mean, that game, if I was to put it, that would be 1A next to the Glossy game the first year. I mean, that was just a phenomenal, phenomenal win.
No, I got you. Well, Sean, just maybe a final question or two, but tell me about, you know, the difference now from leaving a high school head coaching position to becoming one of the assistants in a college program, and going back, as you said, to Framingham State. How is that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's definitely different. You know, as the head coach, you pretty much have everything in front of you. You have to plan the practices and talk to the parents and deal with the, you know, administration or any issues that arise. You know, you got to blow the whistle during practice and make sure everyone's on task. You got to motivate the kids. Now it's a little bit more focused on just your position, you know, and really the intricacies of, you know, defensive back play. And, you know, so in that regard, it's very, very different.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose you're subject to I mean, the colleges, I mean, you must have meetings, or maybe with your daytime teaching job, you avoid some of those daytime coaches meetings or whatever.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they have a couple of full-time guys there that take care of the nitty-gritty day-to-day operations. And, you know, when I get out of school, I go down there before practice, I meet with the kids, you know, maybe watch some film, and I practice, and then I'm done, you know. So it's definitely, in that regard, probably a lot off my plate in the fact that, you know, I'm just going to be doing, you know, my role on the field, and that's about it.
Yeah. What was their season like last year? I can't remember. Yeah.
Oh, for Framingham's been exceptional for the past 7 or 8 years. You know, I think they have 8 or 9 wins pretty much every year for the past 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
They've really brought the program back from not being one of the top Division III programs to probably the top Division III program in New England.
Gotcha. Well, Sean, any other thought? Any kind of an open-ended thing? Anything else? Any other thoughts from you on the Danvers situation, Framingham State? But from us first, I just want to say thank you for all of your help, and again, really congratulations on doing a great job with the Danvers football program the past 3 years. But
yeah, thank you for just, you know, helping high school football and high school football teams in the area, and you know, bringing a lot of highlights of the games and you know, talking about the kids, and just doing a phenomenal job to promote the game.
Yeah, so now we've got an insider at Framingham State we can call on, huh? Yeah, that sounds good. In you. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Sean.
All right.
Well, Sean, great again talking with you, and best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Sean Theriault, the former football coach at Danvers High School, now joining the coaching staff at Framingham State University. And I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.